Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk episode number 72. Hey guys, what's up? I'm Gabe Jones. This is a show by the fans, for the fans. Just like you, I'm a fan of great Christian music. And we've got a great show for you today. Andrew Schwab from Project 86 will be joining us on the show. We're actually going to be breaking some news with the band and with what Andrew Schwab is doing right now. A fun conversation that we kind of had about 2 months ago with Andrew Schwab, and we kind of, I don't want to take credit for what we talked about with him, but I think we kind of got the ball rolling and got some ideas in his head, and yeah, we got some news for you after the interview. That's exciting. So be checking that out in just a little bit. Before we head into that, we need to talk about our Patreon page. Hey guys, unfortunately, when it comes to producing a podcast, it does cost a little bit of money to produce. It costs a little bit of money to host. And with your help, you can help us be fully funded at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. For as low as a dollar a month, you can join our team and help sponsor our show. For as low as a dollar a month, you can join our team. I think there's a level for $5 a month and a level for $10 a month. But you need to go check that out at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. You can get all kinds of fun things, such as shout-outs. Thank you, Leslie Thomas, who has donated to our cause. Also, there are levels for bonus episodes, too. And you can check that out once again at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. Our bonus episodes pretty much comprise of us talking a little more in-depth about the interview, kind of a wrap-up of the show, and talking more in-depth about that interview. But yeah, that's for you to check out at patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. Help us become fully funded before the end of the year. We greatly appreciate it and help keep this show on the air. Project 86 joins us this week. Project 86 is one of my favorite bands. They have produced 10 records in the last 20 years. Unbelievable. And they have not put out a bad album in that span. They have consistently evolved. Each record has sounded a little bit differently, but everything has the underlying Project 86 sound. And they are absolutely incredible. Andrew, it's pretty much the brainchild of Andrew Schwab. He has been at the head of Project 86 since the very beginning. And we are so excited to talk to Andrew Schwab today. Without further ado, here is our interview with Project 86's Andrew Schwab.
Hit that horn, babe. Let's dance. Light up the maker. I'm sending out the fingerprinter. Tonight your revolution ends. The last day removal. A blood holy ritual was on. Pilots, the sirens were wild.
All right, so I'm here with Andrew Schwab of Project 86. And how's it going?
It's going pretty well, man. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you. Now, you've been around for 20 years.
For eons.
Forever.
Since the beginning of the age.
1996.
That was when the band started.
That was quite the year.
I was five.
Five?
5 years old.
Oh, I... My little brother was five. No, yeah. So how have you kept it going for so long?
That's a good question, man. It's like putting one foot in front of the other. It's just jumping to the next task at hand or the next opportunity. And really, it's just the people that support and are passionate about the band. There's a real sort of living connection with the people that follow Project. And they support everything that we do. So every time there's an opportunity to do some sort of crowdfund or a merchandise sale or come to a show or, you know... It goes beyond just the financial or the sales support. It's also just emotional support. Like, there's genuine excitement about the music, about the lyrics, you know, about everything that we do among the people that follow us. And we have a pretty dedicated core of those types of people.
And things have changed since back when you started as far as the music business. And you even talked about crowdfunding campaigns and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Music industry is, it's not profitable like it used to be. I'm sure Songs to Burn Your Bridges By sold plenty of albums, but now you release Sheep Among Wolves and people are listening to it on Spotify or YouTube. Mm-hmm. How have you guys had to adapt like crowdfunding campaigns, and what are some other things that you've had to do?
Well, I mean, you touched on it. When you do a crowdfunding campaign, I mean, you're essentially partnering directly with the fans to get all the funding to do everything that goes into creating and distributing and marketing a record. You know, there's a lot involved in that. It's a little bit more, well, it's a lot more work directly for the artist.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing a lot of the fulfillment side on your own.
So it's another thing where you actually have to be driven to survive as a band.
Yeah, and you have to innovate, and you have to, you know how to speak your fans' language and what to offer them to get them to support what you do. Again, we're in a unique situation, Project 86, insofar as we have this really deep relationship with a lot of, with the core group of fans that we have, and so they are very passionate about getting behind a lot of the things that we do, and it's really just a huge blessing. Super thankful for it.
I mean,
because without that group of people, I mean, we wouldn't still be making music.
I love your music. I'm one of those dedicated people, and I love it. And so another thing that you're innovating with is, I don't know if you do your own artwork, but I know you're doing artwork, I believe, Joshua Fest, Uprise. Talk just a little bit about your graphic design and how you're an artist at heart, and you're doing all kinds of writing books. And
I've written a few books over the years. I've always been a closet designer insofar as always really just drawn to the visual expression, you know, the visual narrative behind not just music, but just pop culture in general.
Yeah.
You know, my eye is always drawn towards a cool piece of type or a cool t-shirt design or a great album cover.
Or a great music video. You guys are very good at music videos.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. Or like a tour poster or something. You know, I follow a lot of well-known graphic artists and some guys that are up-and-comers, and I have some friends who are really established, you know, on that side of things in that industry. And so more recently I started doing graphic design on my own the last few years, and been able to work on some of my own projects. Did the most recent
86 projects.
Yeah, exactly. Did our most recent album package, and some merchandise for myself, for my artistic endeavors through Project 86, and a lot of other friends' bands. And, you know, I have a few other clients that I work with. You mentioned Joshua Fest, and, you know, I've had some cool other clients come across my plate, like Stone Brewing, had me do a t-shirt design for them.
That's really cool.
So yeah, just trying to expand and look for new opportunities to do more creative things with visuals.
That's another thing where you can grab someone's attention. Audiences have changed, where back when I was a kid, I'd do everything I could to try to get on stage and push mosh people over. Now people sit back and they film, they have their phones up, and it's harder to grab their attention. Have you had to do anything besides, like you said, it's very visual, like staying up with society? How have you morphed over the years to keep relevant?
That's a good question.
You have the dedicated fan base.
Yeah, on one hand, you know, you can bend over backwards to try to embrace every new piece of media that comes into culture every week. And on the other hand, our fans sort of just follow us where we go.
Yeah.
So they don't force us to get active on Snapchat or whatever's the new whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have an Instagram account, we have a Facebook account, we have an email list, we have a Twitter account, you know, and we try to communicate with the fans regularly. You know, if they don't hear from us, it's because they know that we don't have anything to say at that moment. So, at the same time, they're not as fickle as a normal music fan, and I think that gives us some breathing room. Otherwise, it's like you're stressing out, oh, I didn't post on Facebook today, what are we going to do? They're all going to forget about us.
Yeah.
You know, and it hasn't worked that way. I mean, this is our third crowdfunded album, our 10th album overall, Sheep
That's
Among
crazy.
Wolves. And like,
you guys are like clockwork every 2 years.
Yeah, every 2 years try to put out a record, and we try to make sure it's a different album and that the career arc is not descending. So it's like, hopefully you could put on our sixth record and compare it to our third record and compare it to our ninth record and hear some great songs on there that are not weaker later in the game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you guys have always been very good at being different on every album where it's fresh and new, not just, oh, Project 86 put out their album again. But you've got the Project 86, you always stay true to yourselves, and that's why people, I think, follow you everywhere, because they know I'm getting a good quality product no matter what happens. So that's why I like it.
And I appreciate that, man.
Another thing that you have put out in the past, and I don't know if anyone else has asked you about this, but London 6 Echo was something that I loved, and I always hear rumors of, are you maybe a new thing in the future? Are you doing anything with that?
I love electronic music. I always have, or programmed music that's not real instruments, as much as like synth sounds, keyboard sounds, samples, you know, fake drums, etc.
With Death Therapy, I love the song you did with Death Therapy.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Jason asked me to do that. That was actually the first time I've ever done a guest vocal on anyone's record. Yeah. I've been asked to do it over the years, and I was never at the right place at the right time, or I was busy doing something else, or whatever. It just never worked out. And so, it's interesting.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, that's right, but I figured you have a very distinct voice. People would want that on their record.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just never worked out. So it was cool to be able to sing on someone else's record for a change.
It's probably less work. You show up and do the job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So Sheep Among Wolves is your newest album, which I have regularly listened to. And it's about that 2-year mark. It's coming up. What's in the future?
Well, let me back up real quick.
Okay,
you asked me about London 6 Echo. I have that in my back pocket at all times, and it's not difficult for me to jump into those types of songs. The issue on my end is that Project 86 tends to keep me busy.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
Because of online merchandising, and just we're always doing something.
Yeah, and designing things and writing articles. I know you had a blog for a while, and I don't think you do it anymore.
I haven't updated the Tin Soldiers blog in a couple of years just because of being busy with other things.
You could have your own podcast. People would listen.
I've come really close to starting a podcast a couple of times.
Well, if Project 86 fans are listening, bother him. I would listen to that. I would love it.
Yeah, I actually storyboarded out an entire podcast. I'm not going to say what the concept was because I might still use it.
I was going to steal it.
But I spent a lot of time, not a lot of time. It was an entire flight home from Europe, I think, writing out a loose script on the first 10 episodes of a podcast and then coming up with the title and what each episode would be about and the subject matter, special guests, jokes, whatever. Just didn't feel like it was the right timing for me to commit the time to it, if that makes sense. But that's something I would consider doing for sure. I think that would be fun. I can fill in a half hour, an hour worth with talking about something that hopefully others would find interesting.
I mean, I know I would listen. Yeah, even if you're talking about sewing or something, like I said, I love your voice. You're a very intense kind of person, but you're also very personable. You're a scary stage presence. Do you do that on purpose, or...?
I don't know, man. I mean, people always tell me, you know, you look like you're looking through my soul, and I'm definitely not trying to look through your soul.
I remember specifically one time here at the festival, you're singing Evil, and you're just looking through the crowd, and, like, our eyes met, and I was like, I'd rather be a puddle right now. I was scared of you, but then I also wanted to hit somebody, which I think is good.
That's cool, man.
All right. So, how do they stay in touch with all the stuff, your brand new podcast you're releasing, and Project 86, and London 6 Echo? The social media sites
here.
That you don't...
Let's see here. For Project 86, the best place is just project86.com.
Yeah.
Join our email list. I mean, that's the best way to hear about what's going on. If there's anything relevant happening, you'll get an email about it. obviously you can follow us on social media or on Instagram. Instagram, we are, what are we, TheProject86, I think, on Instagram.
Something like that. You find it on the website.
Yeah. Yeah, you find all that on the website. That's right. Let's see here. If you want to see any of my design work, you can go to my website, andrewschwab.com. I just have a design portfolio up there that I keep updated.
Maybe out for hire?
Definitely out for hire. Always looking for design gigs that are appropriate, whether it's print or merchandising or web design or any other graphics needs. Illustration.
Okay. So animated?
What's that?
Do you do any animated stuff?
I don't do any motion graphics yet. That's kind of on my to-do list.
Yet.
I do calligraphy as well.
Okay. Though.
So, a project I worked on for a fan recently is I wrote out our entire Truthless Heroes album on 1 4-foot-long piece of parchment.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it took 15 hours to do.
I would hang that from somewhere.
Yeah. Come the on. Guy's going to frame it and put it in his couch in his living room. Above his couch, I mean. Not in it.
Man, that's incredible.
Yeah,
15 hours of work.
Yeah, it took a lot of work.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting.
That was our interview with Project 86's Andrew Schwab. I'd like to thank Andrew Schwab for taking the time and talking with us at a local festival here recently. Yeah, so you kind of heard the conversation there at the end talking about maybe Andrew Schwab should do a podcast. Maybe kind of putting that idea in his head about a month and a half or so ago when we talked with him. And turns out he liked the idea so much he's going to do it. That's right, Andrew Schwab has decided to do a podcast. It's going to be called the Pioneers Podcast. It's going to be available, as far as I know, exclusively right now. It'll be available through Patreon. They're going to be doing their own Patreon page for Project 86. So you will need to go check them out on social media. You heard him talk about how you can get a hold of the band, project86.com. But your safest bet to check that out would be at facebook.com and check their Project 86 fan page out. I'm sure they will have updated details pretty soon. Once again, their podcast will be called the Pioneers Podcast. I'm not real sure what the podcast is going to entail. It's probably going to include some stories from the road over the years. I'm sure when you've been on the road for 20 years, you've got some incredible stories. Just from the few conversations that I've had with Andrew Schwab, he could probably write many books about some of his experiences on the road. And that's exciting. I can't wait to hear more from that. Once again, that will be called the Pioneers Podcast, and you can check out more information at Project 86 on the Facebook.com. Check that out and stay updated with them. A lot of great music has come out recently. The last week alone was incredible. I woke up Friday morning, this past Friday morning, and the top 10 of iTunes included a gospel record from Tori Kelly, the brand new record from Thrice called Palms, one of Andrew Schwab's good buddies, Dustin Kensrue and Thrice. Lauren Daigle's record Look Up Child was on the chart for the second straight week, and I still is in the top 10 on iTunes. And Fit for a King had their new record drop called Dark Skies, and it was in the top 10 as well. That's crazy. Number one was Carrie Underwood. I mean, that's hard to beat. Carrie Underwood has had some dealings with the gospel music crowd as well, with David Crowder and a lot of other people. So, well represented in the top 10 this past weekend. It was something to see, a really diverse group there with Tori Kelly and Thrice, Lauren Daigle, Fit for a King. That's a really diverse thing, but we were well represented in the top 10. A lot of those bands, Thrice, Fit for a King, they've been on our show. So wouldn't say that we gave them a good luck rub. They're good enough before they were on the show, but it's always fun to see bands that we've covered to to have success, and we're very happy to see and hear about that. If you haven't heard these records, you need to go check that out. I mean, when an artist like Tori Kelly, who is at the very top of the mainstream world, when she does a gospel record, obviously there's something that, you know, there's an itch there that the people want to explore. And Tori Kelly has itched that for a while. She was on Lecrae's record, most recent record, All Things Work Together. And Lecrae actually does a guest appearance on this Tori Kelly record called Hiding Place. Kirk Franklin is also on this album. It's good to hear from him again. And really a fun record. There's only 8 songs, but it's a good listen. If you're into that, if you grew up with like Kirk Franklin music, you'll definitely love that. Thrice, another great band. We talked about Project 86 being around and putting out great music. Thrice is another example of a band that has continuously put out great records. And their record is called Palms. Fit for a King, I think this is probably their breakthrough release, called Dark Skies. Seeing them in the top 10 was surreal for me. Just kind of watching them grow throughout the years. That's exciting. And of course, Lauren Daigle, probably one of the biggest breakthrough artists of the year for CCM, and maybe breaking through that CCM barrier, hopefully. And one record, and this is kind of getting in depth here, but she kind of didn't decide to. I mean, she could have done the easy thing and had a record with a Reckless Love cover and a couple other worship songs, but she decided to do her own thing, do what she wanted to do, and it paid off, if you ask me. I mean, you're in the top 10 of iTunes, you're doing something right. But congratulations to all those artists. That's so exciting to hear from them. We've got a lot of great new shows coming up. We don't normally announce future shows that far in advance, but since we've got a lot of great things coming up, we're going to announce some future shows coming up. For those of you that don't know, along with 21 Pilots producing a record on October 5th, For King and Country is also dropping their third record on October 5th. And on the next show, we will have Luke from For King and Country on the show to talk about their next record. And maybe even talk a little bit about Rebecca St. James. Who knows? We'll see. For those of you that don't know, they are siblings. So that's always fun. And for those of you that don't know, the next week after October 5th is October 12th. And Toby Mac just announced that he is dropping his new record on October 12th. So the next 2 episodes or so will actually be in tribute to that record, and we're actually going to have some members of the Diverse City Band on the show, 4 to be exact. I'm not going to announce who they are yet, but you will want to check that out. Once again, For King and Country will be on the next show, and then the next 2 shows or so after that, we will have some members of Toby Mac's Diverse City to celebrate the release of Toby Mac's new record. So that's something that you guys can be looking forward to over the next month and a half or so. We're so excited to bring you those episodes. To wrap up the show, we are on decentchristiantalk.com. That's our main website. You can give us your email address on there, and we will shoot you an email every single time we produce a episode. You'll get a free email letting you know that we do that. Of course, we're on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. That's kind of where we started. That's DC Talk Act and the number 2. We're also on Instagram, DC Talk Podcast. And we're also on Facebook, Decent Christian Talk, and Decent Christian Talk Podcast discussion page. We just had a fun little post on there about a recent article that was in the New Yorker about Christian rock. You can go check that out on there. We can also be available on iTunes if you have an iOS device. We're also on Google Play for Android users. And once again, we just got added to Spotify. So if you're a Spotify user, just search Decent Christian Talk in Spotify and you will find us. You can subscribe to us on there, listen to us whenever you like. Whatever's easiest for you, we're there for you. We're also on SoundCloud and YouTube if that's easiest. Hey guys, one of our favorite ways that you can share our podcast is just on social media. Share it with a friend. Share it with someone that you might think that might like Project 86. Some of our previous episodes with Eddie DeGarmo, Michael Sweet, David Crowder, a lot of great artists that we've touched on recently. And we've got a lot of great episodes. If you know any for King and Country fans, Toby Mac fans, be watching out for these next episodes. And we'd love if you could share those with those people to help us kind of spread the word about our podcast. We'd greatly appreciate that. That's our favorite thing that you can do for us. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you next time. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.